ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Sporting Base.
Welcome to the Sports and Race, where radio has never been better. Welcome. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing, man?
Good on you, man.
Great, man. So, we're gonna chat about something interesting. We're gonna chat about
very
UFC, UFC today, but we're gonna chat about the new Khabib.
But you're
asking right now, why?
Why the new Khabib?
Well, wait and you will find out what is the show all about. Obviously, the UFC happened.
It was crazy. It was three fights, right?
Yeah,
I only predicted one right.
Yeah, but
Aljamain Sterling's opponent, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
He was already injured and he dislocated his shoulder.
Aljamain Sterling versus TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, Dillashaw. I think he hurt himself. But that guy is so crazy that the cameras picked up that he hurt himself. But the way he was fighting, he wasn't showing that he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Only when they took a break,
mm-mm,
he's looking at his shoulder and then they knew, he's hurt. And then it was dislocated.
Oh.
And they came in. Experts there, obviously, they pulled it in and they asked him, are you sure? And then he, obviously, as crazy as he was,
he said, let's go.
You know, obviously, I think even though he lost, they're giving him a praise from that point of view of, look, you could have backed down anytime, you know, because you are in an injury state, but you didn't.
Yeah,
you still pushed and fight, which for me, I also thought he was gonna win, but unfortunately, Aljamain won, and then Sean O'Neill.
Sean O'Malley.
O'Malley.
Now, that guy that likes to die. Look, I underestimated the guy, honestly. Me, personally, I underestimated that guy. I did. Honestly, Sean, I was thinking, this guy likes dying his hair. What's going on with this guy? Like, what is he doing here in the UFC? I did underestimate that guy at some point. Until I saw him fight, I'm like, whoa.
He's very good, bro.
He is very good. You get what I'm saying?
But I don't know if you noticed, Joe, if every time Peter Yan caught him, it was... Peter Yan is strong, man.
Yeah.
He's short, but he has power in his punching. Because I could tell also in his first fight with Aljamain Sterling.
Yeah.
He was punching the hell out of Sterling. But so unfortunately, O'Malley...
Yeah.
O'Neill.
Yeah, O'Malley, faster.
He's faster.
Oh, shucks. And Islam... Let's leave Islam
Nurmagomedov. No,
it's not Nurmagomedov, but he's trained under Khabib.
You know what
Nurmagomedov.
Now he's in Eagle FC.
He's in Eagle FC. But Eagle FC is doing the most. I think we did care about that.
Eagle FC is going to challenge the UFC fighters.
Ooh.
This is going to prove who is really the strongest and the hardest training.
But we did chat about this before. I'm like, man. The Khabib is creating something.
Yeah, no, look, he big ups to Khabib. He's been doing a great job with Eagle FC.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job with Eagle FC. But if he can do that to Islam, then there's still other fighters that he's going to bring.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So anyway, before we take a break, let's chat more about the...
UEFA.
The UEFA Champions League.
As we know, guys, the UEFA is fire.
Yeah.
But we have sad news as well. That we are going to give you before we go to the break. It's very sad.
Man. Please, man. Please.
Juventus is out of the UEFA Champions League.
Oh, Juventus.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you are out, my friend.
Barcelona's out.
Sorry for all the Barca fans. I think we should blame Inter Milan for that. But yeah, so in the UEFA Champions League, Dortmund versus Man City, they drew.
Yeah.
Dinamo versus AC Milan.
Yeah.
AC Milan won 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then Benfica, Benfica took Juventus out of the UEFA Champions
League. Let's go!
So Benfica. Won, yeah, they've been beating the Juventus going and coming.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah.
They've been drawing with PSG. They've been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Sorry to Juventus, man.
Ah.
Celtics versus Shakhtar. It was 1-1.
Yeah.
And after 15 games,
okay,
I've had my first loss.
After 15 games?
So I've had 15 games in a row, Real Madrid.
And you won those 15 games?
Yeah, and unfortunately, on the 21st of October, Leipzig, my word. I know I'm embarrassed saying this, but yeah, they beat us 3-2. But don't worry.
Now, I know you guys will come up, but we're out of the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, so
why did you have to speak about that right now? You just say, okay,
I feel sorry for Xavi, man. Xavi is doing a very great job. He's doing his best with what he has.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, whenever Barcelona play Bayern Munich, it's sad, man.
Nah, it is
Bayern Munich, I mean, the first match, they beat you all 2-0.
Yeah.
And then the last match now, when they took you all guys out of the UEFA Champions League, it was 3-0. With Salah, with Mane.
Yeah,
Sadio Mane scoring the first goal. So it was crazy.
Nah, yeah, but look, it was crazy. It was crazy. But look, we just give us a chance. Just give a chance, we will come back. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to chat about the UFC fights that are coming up, exciting ones that are coming. And we also going to chat about Islam. We're going to chat about Islam because there's something hectic that happened with him.
Bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Man. We were not expecting it.
Yeah.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Active FM music is hot music.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Trust
music is hot,
hot
music. The radio has never been better.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, what it is. You're next to a fame, baby. Radio has never been better.
Christ music is hot music.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. So, Islam. Yes.
Wait, what's his surname, bro? So I keep saying.
You keep saying Nurmagomedov, but I'm gonna get his surname now. But anyway, that he beat Charles Oliveira.
Interesting story about Islam, right?
Okay.
So Islam has been training under Khabib's father as well for a very long time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, apparently he wasn't.
Yeah.
When it came to fighting, he was the weakest, you know. He never used to, like, get stuff right. But now, based on his fight with one of the best middleweights, which was Charles Oliveira, and that happened.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I wasn't expecting
Eagle FC is here to expose UFC.
But we did say that, look, man. Things are happening in this UFC. Now, Islam Makachev. Makachev. So that's it.
Makachev.
What? So now, Islam is under Eagle FC. We were not expecting.
Look, honestly, when it comes to takedowns, we know that obviously Eagle FC is number one.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. They fight on the ground. They,
It's
not really fighting on the ground, but I'd say they drown your energy.
You
kind of stay on your feet and someone's trying to get you on the floor. That's especially for heavyweights.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah, but Islam, look, I knew that, okay, this is Khabib's boy. He can do damage
here. Yeah, and the way, Khabib was confident in the press conference, is like, on the ground, Charles Oliveira is not going to touch. I mean, even the submission, bro. It felt so simple. It looked weak, but I wasn't in there. You know, you just saw him tapping like literally.
But Charles, man.
You know, you could tell it. That was the Eagle FC fighter. I think we want to see more of Eagle FC fighters versus UFC.
Do you really think Khabib be trying to challenge Dana White?
Big time. Big time, because you know the UFC. I think the UFC fighters talk more training than do. So especially, it's not a lifestyle like Kamaru Usman.
Yeah.
So what happens is,
yeah,
when a fight is coming, they prepare for the fight. But it's like that month or that
on that
time,
specific
that's
month,
when
yes,
they focus on the fight. As to like Eagle UFC, they're always training. I mean, they don't wait for a fight to be booked or contract.
They're always training. Yeah.
You know, so that, I think that makes you a better...
Yes, 100%. I really think Islam was like, he prepared long
He's
before.
Ahead, bro. That's why
he
we
was
call
ahead.
Him the next Khabib.
Yeah, but we called him the next Khabib. I mean, they both won the title, but can Islam beat Khabib's record?
Can he?
That's the question now. Yes, he won the title, but can he actually beat Khabib's record?
So the UFC, I think the UFC is getting weaker, right?
Ooh.
Reason being, obviously, yeah, you have a lot of fighters on injuries, and
yeah,
and you have someone like Sean Strickland.
Sean Strickland, yeah.
Fighting one of the best fighters, middleweight.
Yeah.
Jared Cannonier. And looking
yeah
at how he fought against Alexander Pereira, bro, it was so boring.
What?
In the first round, in seconds, bro, they didn't knock him out, but
yeah,
the ref had to intervene because
yeah
there was no way Strickland was coming back.
Yeah, Strickland,
from
yeah
there on, against a guy who's fighting at Adesanya in November.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
But you see, what Adesanya...
And let's not forget that Alexander Pereira is undefeated in kickboxing. Ooh. So he came with a crazy streak from kickboxing to
yeah
UFC.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a coincidence, you know, because if you are good in the sport, wouldn't you want to stay there? And
yeah,
you know, be known
100%, yeah.
But he instead wanted to leave kickboxing to come to the UFC
because
he felt like
it was like, now Adesanya, you think you can dominate? I'm coming for you. Now your favorite heavyweight fighters fighting, they like, I'll give you a clue. They give the heavyweights to this guy. If they can beat this guy, they can fight a champion.
Oh. Derek Lewis. Okay.
He's fighting on the 19th of November.
I think Derek Lewis is one of the most successful fighters in UFC.
Yeah.
Because
yeah
in a year, he has more than 5-6 fights in 1 year.
Yeah.
As compared to one of these best fighters, they fight once a year or
yeah
twice a year,
mm,
which is kind of boring. And then you have to watch the lightweight, the welterweight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And on the 4th of December, Stephen Thompson versus Kevin Holland. If I can stand corrected.
Who do you give that one?
Kevin Holland is the guy that talks too much in the ring.
Kevin Holland. Look, when he lost against, what's his name? Smash everybody.
Sorry. Oh, yes. Kamazat.
Kamazat.
Yeah.
He was fighting Kamazat, and Kamazat took him out in the first
everybody
round, man. He just, yeah, yo, Kamazat made Kevin Holland look like a...
like a piece
oh
of paper.
Oh, he was so sad, man. But also, let's yeah not forget the fact that he fought
yeah
Kevin Holland because he didn't meet weight. He didn't cut
yeah
weight, so he couldn't... He was supposed to be fighting Nate Diaz.
Yes.
And unfortunately,
yeah,
Nate Diaz won his fight that...
on
that day
evening.
Yeah.
But the fight you're
crazy
looking forward to on the 13th of November, Israel Adesanya versus Alex Pereira.
Yeah.
Woo!
So,
now,
I know UFC, we've seen big fights, right? Like,
mm,
big fights.
Mm.
But this is the biggest. Okay,
yeah,
that's in the middleweight. It's a middleweight.
Yeah,
right?
It is a middleweight. Yeah, you're right.
Never mind the heavyweight, because heavyweight, we've had crazy fights.
Yeah.
Middleweight, I think this is the craziest.
Because
you have
yeah
an undefeated versus an... Okay, Adesanya... I wouldn't say really it's a defeat, don't get me wrong, but he... If we really look at this, Adesanya went from middleweight because he was winning so much
to light heavyweight.
To light heavyweight to
yeah
try and beat Jan Blachowicz.
Oh yeah, yes, yes.
And
yes
unfortunately,
that couldn't happen. But 10. Now he has 23 fights, Adesanya. Alex Pereira has six
fights.
They both have one loss.
Okay, that's, we're not even including his kickboxing fight.
That is, that's all UFC right now.
Over 40 wins in kickboxing.
Yeah, he has over 40 wins, but he has 23 wins in the UFC at the moment.
And Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Let's chat more about Jake Paul.
Yeah, there's...
rumors?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a rumor, but obviously there was a cancellation with his fight with...
Edison Silva, yeah.
Yeah, I think he knew what was going to happen there, man.
You think so?
Yeah, he cancelled the fight, obviously. And Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King, called him a chicken.
Oh!
He chose one of the best fighters in UFC, so... That's why I chickened out, because he looked after his decision and he was...
Look, I really think... Decision. Look, let's be honest with ourselves right now. We didn't hype the fight because we were like, Anderson Silva.
I could predict that fight slipping, man. That one, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're going to boxing and it's a UFC fighter versus a trying to be...
Inverted commas, trying to be a boxer.
Well, YouTube boxer.
Okay, yeah, but here's a question.
It's talent versus...
Sure.
What do you call it?
Experience. Experience. That's experience right there. I mean, even Adesanya was like, wow, this guy's too much. Adesanya, that was his dream opponent. I don't know if you know that, but man, that was Adesanya's dream opponent. That was Edison Silva. It was... Israel Adesanya was the dream opponent was Edison Silva, but now Jake Paul canceled the fight. Why? Nobody knows.
Yeah,
that's crazy. No lie, that's a chicken decision, I'd like to call it.
That is very chicken.
That is very very chicken. But now, before we get into Tyson Fury, because he's fighting in December, by the way. So he's fighting in December. I'm really looking forward to his fight in December.
Who is he fighting? Because Anthony Joshua declined the contract.
This
was an opportunity.
It was an opportunity.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You were a heavyweight, world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You lost your titles to a Ukraine fighter. Okay, no, don't get me wrong. Not that there's wrong. To a Ukraine fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was fighting for Ukraine, and all he did, welterweight. What was he?
What? He was a middleweight.
I think he was a
welterweight.
A welterweight who's been studying you for such a long time was able to beat you. That was it. It's not... For me, that's crazy, man. And then you get presented with an opportunity where you could be the champion again.
Yeah. Now you decline it.
And then you decline the fight. It's obviously you know your opponent.
You know your opponent.
They're both from UK. For me, it makes sense that Tyson Fury wanted... in a way, wanted Anthony Joshua to become a champion because he wanted to keep the UK legacy going, instead of champs. But unfortunately, he declined it.
But look,
and
let's
not forget, while the Gypsy King is retiring,
Deontay
Wilder is rising, guys. He's back.
Deontay Wilder!
With a crazy knockout that no one
saw.
I didn't see the knockout. I had to play it back, and you saw in slow mo.
What?
That's a knockout. Yeah. So
now he is back.
Big ups for Deontay, guys.
But also
he's been going through depression with this with losing to Tyson Fury twice.
That's why he's been gone for a very long time.
Yeah. And this is the Deontay we know, who trash talked, swore a lot.
Yeah.
From a guy after his fight, he's just wanting to show everyone love, you know. You might not see the person next to you. Just tell them you love them. And then you're like, what?
Wait, what?
This is
different.
It's cool to see that.
It's also like, huh?
Wait.
Switch.
Aren't you a trash talker? Yeah. Aren't you that guy that gets a fight going? So, but yeah, it was cool to see in a way. And to knock out.
On the first round,
in style like that, that was.
Because I don't know if you saw the press conference of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder when he just stared at Tyson Fury.
Yeah, look, they would insult each other. They put Deontay would say, "I put food on
the
table."
I put food on the table. I'm like, wait, what's going? As soon as he said that, I'm like, okay, this is getting interesting.
And the only difference between those two is, I mean, Tyson Fury's been knocked out by Deontay, bro.
He's been knocked
the
out.
The difference is he stands up every time. And you look at when Tyson Fury knocks out Deontay. It's a night-night, bro.
I'm telling you, sleep, because literally, he's remember the eardrum was damaged? I think the second fight, he damaged his eardrum.
Yep.
Third time, same thing happened. He damaged his eardrum. So anyway, before we go, let's go into the UEFA Champions League. Arsenal.
This is the woman, by the way, right?
Is this the woman?
This is the women's division. I want to show you how Madrid...
Wait, what?
Big ups to Barca. Alexia won the Ballon d'Or again. We didn't speak about that. We're very sorry, Alexia.
Nah. Hands. Applaud. Yeah.
So Barcelona, same in the women's division. They're doing very well, man. They won 4-0 against Salzburg.
Yeah.
And then, Paris Saint-Germain versus Valencia.
Okay.
That's on the 23rd of November. And then Roma versus Salzburg on the 23rd of November.
Chelsea and this is the woman
versus Real Madrid. Guys, even in the Women's UEFA Champions League, I'm good everywhere, bro.
You are good everywhere. Look at you bragging.
No, I know, I'm kidding.
Look at you bragging.
It's just a joke. And in the Men's UEFA Champions League, what to look forward to?
What we're looking forward to the men's UEFA Champions League.
When you start speaking about the men's,
but the
one,
thing is, you chatting about that because we're out of the UEFA Champions League, you guys are still in. What if you guys get kicked out?
But here's the thing, right? Xavi could still aim for the La Liga.
Don't give us pity.
I don't think he's gonna win the La Liga.
You giving us for Calvin.
That's what's left.
You're brushing it off now.
They're not in the Premier League. I mean, they can't be in the Premier League.
They can't. And you don't think
it's the only cup they have so far? I mean.
But you say, look, Chubby is I would say he's trying to do a job, but
okay. Your new prediction then, as in, since you're out of the UEFA Champions League, choose the three best teams that you think possibly will win this UEFA Champions
League. Is Bayern Munich still there?
Bro, how can you ask that after what
Bayern
they did
Munich
to you?
Oh, come on.
Bayern Munich. There's no way. They've made it into the round of 16. Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and Manchester City.
I was going to say Manchester City is also one of the teams because...
Okay, so Manchester
speaking
City?
About... I can give you two. I'm not sure about the third one, though.
Okay.
So, I'll give you Manchester City. I'll give you Bayern Munich, obviously. Third one, I don't know. I'll say Chelsea.
How dare you?
What do you mean,
how dare I? How dare you skip PSG like that?
No. I'm not going to say PSG. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm giving this one to Napoli. I was going to say Porto, but they... Napoli, bro, has 15 goals so far, none lost, and they've been winning four and more.
Okay.
So, Napoli...
Also, that's why you're afraid of Napoli. I'm like, this is the team.
Well, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, PSG, Benfica, they haven't played Napoli, so we can't really now make... But so far, they've had against a team like Juventus, which is a big team.
Yeah.
So, I'm giving this one to... Porto, that's the first one.
Oh, Porto, okay.
And then second one, definitely not Man City because of how they played with Liverpool.
What? Really?
Yeah. No, look, don't get me wrong. Man City is a good team. But when they get against Liverpool, it's like Real Madrid versus Barcelona.
It's like the rivals, the greatest rivals. Yeah.
I mean, Liverpool can lose to any team, but they make sure against City they give it their all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm giving it to Porto or Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Bayern Munich for sure. Third one is...
You're going to say PSG, isn't
not
it?
PSG.
Okay. So you say how dare I?
I'm sorry, but I got to give this one to myself. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
But Real
okay.
Madrid, there's a possibility.
No,
because I'm hoping for this new striker we're buying. Things might switch up.
Might switch up at the moment. So anyway, before we go, we're going to please look up to the fights that are coming up. And please look up for the matches that are coming up.
And by the way, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand, I'm not happy. New Zealand won the...
You're not happy that New Zealand won?
But it was close, man. Big ups to... I mean, these teams have been changing. You look at Ireland. Ireland is a team that's never won against New Zealand.
Okay.
But they've only won once. And they've made it the second time. They beat nice. New Zealand a crazy streak. So big ups to these teams. Even Japan.
Japan
barely gets to the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And they did. They actually got to the final.
Yeah.
And they lost 31-35.
But you got to give it up to them.
The best New Zealand.
But so, you got to give it to them,
so
though.
So big ups to Japan. The fact that
you
they,
gotta give
I mean,
to
they
them.
Were at home also. Let's look at the fact that they were playing at home.
Yeah.
And they pushed. So
yeah, they did. They did. But anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
That's right. It's been good. It's been real for myself and Calvin. We got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base. Where radio has never been better.
All the boys and girls, we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.